This is GMJ Audio from the Georgian Medical Journal News. The B vitamin methylation triad, how B12 folate and B6 work together in cardiovascular and neurological health. Editorially reviewed by Prof. Georgi Piakadze, MD, MPhD, GMJ News Desk. Vitamin B12, folate, B9, and B6 function as an integrated biochemical system that regulates one carbon metabolism, a fundamental cellular process underlying DNA synthesis, red blood cell production, neurotransmitter balance, and homocysteine metabolism. When one B vitamin becomes depleted, the entire metabolic pathway can be compromised, potentially affecting cardiovascular, neurological, and metabolic function across multiple organ systems. Key takeaways: B12, folate, and B6 form a tightly linked metabolic system, supporting DNA synthesis, red blood cell formation, nerve function, and homocysteine regulation. Current RDA levels: B12 2.4 mg day, folate 400 mg DFE day, B6 1.3 to 1.7 mg day, are designed to prevent overt deficiency, not optimize function in people with elevated homocysteine, malabsorption, or increased metabolic demand. Clinical supplementation ranges are higher than RDAs: B12 25-500 mg day, folate 400 to 800 mg DFE, B6 5 to 25 mg day, and should be individualized based on baseline status and clinical indication. High folate intake can mask B12 deficiency in older adults. B6 has an established upper limit to prevent chronic toxicity. The biochemistry of one carbon metabolism. One carbon metabolism is a fundamental cellular pathway that depends on the coordinated function of B12, folate, and B6, working as interdependent cofactors. Research on one carbon metabolism cycles demonstrates that each B vitamin occupies a specific, non-redundant position in the pathway. When any one of these vitamins becomes insufficient, the entire system bottlenecks, reducing the availability of methyl groups needed for DNA synthesis, RNA production, and neurotransmitter synthesis. The clinical significance of this integrated system extends beyond simple nutrient repletion. Studies examining homocysteine metabolism and cardiovascular risk have established that inadequate function of the methylation triad elevates plasma homocysteine, an independent cardiovascular risk marker associated with endothelial dysfunction and atherosclerosis progression. This mechanism illustrates why these three vitamins are scientifically discussed as a functional unit rather than as isolated micronutrients. See related article on clinical updates for emerging evidence on B vitamin supplementation strategies, the B vitamin methylation triad. RDA versus clinical supplementation ranges, recommended daily allowances versus common clinical dosing protocols for cardiovascular and neurological optimization. Vitamin B12, 2.4 mg vitamin B12, clinical 25 to 500 mg folate, 400 mg DFE folate, clinical 400 to 800 DFE. Vitamin B6, 1.7 mg. Vitamin B6, clinical, 5 to 25 mg. Source, National Institutes of Health, Dietary Reference Intakes, DRI. Clinical ranges from evidence-based supplementation protocols, Georgian Medical Journal. News RDAs versus functional optimization, why the gap exists. Current RDA values for these three B vitamins are epidemiologically derived thresholds designed to prevent overt deficiency symptoms in the general population. However, the gap between RDA sufficiency and functional optimization becomes clinically significant in specific subpopulations. Individuals with elevated homocysteine, gastrointestinal malabsorption disorders, advanced age, pregnancy, or restrictive dietary patterns, such as vegan or vegetarian diets low in animal source B12. Frequently require supplemental doses substantially higher than RDA levels. Epidemiological research on homocysteine and B vitamin status indicates that many individuals with plasma homocysteine above 10 to 12 mmol/L remain within normal serum B12 and folate ranges, yet still demonstrate functional deficiency in one carbon metabolism. This discordance between biochemical markers of adequacy and functional metabolic status underscores why clinicians increasingly employ individualized assessment rather than population-based RDA thresholds. Explore patient-centered clinical guidance for more on personalized nutrition assessment, the methylation triad, B12, folate, B6, functions as an integrated system. Deficiency in any single component compromises DNA synthesis, homocysteine metabolism, and neurological function. RDA levels prevent overt deficiency, but may not optimize function in individuals with elevated cardiovascular risk markers or increased metabolic demand. Evidence synthesis from One Carbon Metabolism Literature, National Institutes of Health, Clinical Supplementation Ranges and Practical Considerations, clinicians working with patients who have elevated homocysteine, neurological symptoms, or malabsorption typically employ supplemental doses substantially above RDA levels. Vitamin B12 supplementation ranges from 25 mg to 500 mg daily, with higher doses, 1,000 plus mg weekly or monthly via intramuscular injection, reserved for pernicious anemia or severe absorption defects. Folate supplementation typically ranges from 400 to 800 mg daily as dietary folate equivalents, DFE, though some protocols use up to 1,000 mg DFE in pregnancy or high-risk populations. Vitamin B6 clinical dosing falls between 5 and 25 mg daily for metabolic support. However, important safety considerations limit the therapeutic window for these nutrients. Research on chronic high-dose B6 supplementation has documented that doses exceeding 100 to 200 mg daily carry risk of pyridoxine-induced sensory neuropathy. Additionally, clinical literature on folate B12 interactions establishes that high folate intake can mask the neurological manifestations of B12 deficiency, particularly in older adults, delaying diagnosis of pernicious anemia or methylmalonic aciduria. For safety guidance, see quality and safety resources on nutrient-drug interactions, identifying individuals who may benefit from supplementation. Not all individuals require supplementation above RDA levels. Those most likely to benefit from individualized assessment and targeted supplementation include older adults with reduced intrinsic factor production, increasing B12 malabsorption, patients with gastrointestinal disorders affecting nutrient absorption, celiac disease, Crohn's disease, post-bariatric surgery, vegans and vegetarians relying solely on fortified foods or supplements for B12, pregnant or breastfeeding women with elevated 1-carbon demand, and individuals with elevated fasting or post-methionine load homocysteine levels despite adequate dietary intake. Additionally, patients taking metformin, which impairs B12 absorption, proton pump inhibitors, reducing intrinsic factor and B12 bioavailability, or anticonvulsants, accelerating folate metabolism, warrant baseline assessment and possible supplementation. The clinical approach should be individualized, beginning with assessment of serum B12, serum folate, plasma homocysteine, and methylmalonic acid, not reliance on RDA sufficiency as a proxy for functional adequacy. What this means for patients: if you experience cognitive decline, peripheral neuropathy, persistent fatigue, or have a family history of cardiovascular disease, ask your clinician to assess your B12, folate, and B6 status alongside homocysteine levels. Do not self-supplement with megadoses of B6. Work with a healthcare provider to determine your individualized need based on your metabolic status and dietary intake. For clinicians, RDA sufficiency does not guarantee functional adequacy in the methylation pathway. In patients with elevated homocysteine, neurological symptoms, or malabsorption, employ functional assessment, homocysteine, methylmalonic acid, serum B vitamins to guide supplementation decisions. Be aware of folate masking effects on B12 deficiency diagnosis in older adults and monitor for B6-induced neuropathy with chronic doses above 100 mg daily. For policymakers, current RDA values for B vitamins are epidemiologically appropriate for population-level deficiency prevention, but may not address functional optimization in high-risk subgroups. Consider updating public health guidelines to distinguish between deficiency prevention and metabolic optimization thresholds, particularly for aging populations and individuals with chronic disease or malabsorption. Frequently asked questions: what is 1-carbon metabolism and why does it depend on B12, folate, and B6? 1-carbon metabolism is the cellular process by which carbon units are transferred between molecules, enabling DNA synthesis, cell division, neurotransmitter production, and homocysteine regulation. B12 serves as a cofactor for methionine synthase, regenerating active methyl donors. Folate carries 1 carbon units through the cycle, and B6 functions as a cofactor for homocysteine metabolism. All 3 must be present and functional. Deficiency in any one disrupts the entire pathway, analogous to a 3-link chain breaking at the weakest point. Can I take these B vitamins separately, or do I need them together? While each vitamin has independent roles in metabolism, optimal function of 1 carbon metabolism requires adequate status of all 3 simultaneously. If you are deficient in B12, but supplement folate alone, high folate can mask B12 deficiency symptoms, particularly in older adults, while the underlying neurological damage progresses. Clinical best practice is to assess all 3, then supplement based on individual status, rather than using a generic B complex product with standardized doses. What homocysteine level should trigger B vitamin assessment? Fasting plasma homocysteine above 10 to 12 mmol/L is generally considered elevated and warrants assessment of B12, folate, B6, and vitamin B2 status. Some clinicians target homocysteine below 8 to 10 mmol/L for cardiovascular risk reduction in high-risk patients. However, normal serum B vitamin levels do not exclude functional deficiency in 1 carbon metabolism. Functional markers, methylmalonic acid for B12, formaminoglutamate for folate, may be needed in symptomatic patients with normal conventional labs. The methylation triad of B12, folate, and B6 represents a paradigm shift in how clinicians should conceptualize B vitamin supplementation, not as isolated nutrient replacement, but as restoration of an integrated metabolic system. As aging populations worldwide experience rising cardiovascular and neurological disease burden, refined understanding of 1 carbon metabolism and personalized B vitamin assessment offer an evidence-based pathway to preventive intervention. Source: B12 plus folate plus B6, the methylation triad.